My name is Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Oh, this is pure poo. This is the purest poo you're ever going to see. When we're done with this, this is poo you can eat off of.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs, I spend the next hour in the heartland at one of the biggest rock salt mines in the world. I go 650 feet under Hutchinson, Kansas.
Where is it? Are we at the mezzanine level?
And meet the men who work underground.
Look like a couple of salt miners.
They're salt miners, yeah.
And give you a rare glimpse at what it takes to shoot a dirty job.
Troy's standing between two of the drill bits getting a what we call B-roll.
I drill.
That's your direction, you're all...
I cut.
That cuts it.
I lose my hard hat.
Attention in the air.
And then I watch as things blow up real good.
Oh, God.
Welcome to Wichita. They all begin basically the same way, me standing by a great big pile of bags waiting for the guys to grab the rental vans and bring them around. They don't trust me to get the vans. They trust me to watch the bags.
Dirty jobs!
Guilty! My people here in Wichita. We're huge in Wichita. Dustin, big fan of the show. He knows where we're going. Hutchinson, salt mine. So it's real. That's always good.
2.9 miles, exit right.
Somewhere out there is our hotel. In theory.
This place is going to corrode all our stuff.
That evening, the boys were concerned about what the salt might do to the cameras.
Why are you told Tom we're going to have to do trash bags all day? He's like, so that's the best we can do.
Wow. So okay, so all right, let's get this in. Yeah. I hope my thing still works.
We all do.
You think? And speed.
It's thought that the species would eventually become extinct due to gene mutations.
Before bed, I catch up on my voiceover work on our state-of-the-art portable recording facility.
Thank you.
And once again, we're up and at 'em, bright and a little too early. The Hutchinson Salt Mine sits on one of the largest salt deposits in the world. 4,000 square miles in an area covering parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Here, the deposit is about 650 feet and 325 feet thick. Rock salt is used to de-ice winter roads. It's also added to animal feed.
So here at the salt mine, I suppose, this is the part where everybody unloads and there's some more chaos and waiting around. I typically eat a banana.
Always something.
Always something.
First up, the company office for the all-important safety meeting.
All right, we need you to all sign a sheet, some sort of risk waiver. And there is a number here. You put that number on. That's for body identification. You're all going to be carrying a self-rescue with you. It's like this. In the event of a fire underground, you would want to use this. And what it does is it turns carbon monoxide into carbon dioxide. This mine's been here 84 years. Never used it once.
The latest in mining fashion.
B-19. If you find this somewhere, call my mother.
There's only four miners and a cleanup team that keep this entire mine running. It's a small crew, but it doesn't stop them from extracting over 1,000 tons of rock salt every single day of the week.
Just half of that. Sorry. Half the walk. I mean, it's such a long walk here.
We start by the only elevator that goes down to the salt mine. The miners call it a skip.
3 hours. One take.
Here, Barsky tries to figure out how we're going to shoot the next scene.
Well, why don't we do a whole other walk and talk then? So, just me walking to the elevator. So this conversation.
Welcome to the Hutchinson Salt Mine. We're topside at the moment. I know that because it says topside right here on the tag board. The tag board is a
Monument to optimism. Every visitor gets two identical tags. Today I'll be V19. One of the tags gets hung on the board and the other stays on my person. So in the event of some sort of calamity that would render me unidentifiable to friends and family, I will have this. Myron is a salt miner. He's waiting for me 650 feet straight down the shaft, which is where I am heading right now.
Three of us are going to go down now, and three of them, and you can come down, okay? Thanks. All right, let's see. Good luck, everyone. Thank you, Mike.
In case you hadn't noticed, tonight's show really is all about giving you a genuine look behind the scene, warts and all.
Be the same.
See ya.
That's been on you.
Might as well get some of that B-roll. Descending B-roll.
Three quick blasts. Let's see what happens. All right. And so it begins. 650 feet straight down into the bowels of Kansas, which I'm told are salty. As elevators go, it's not like your basic co-op. We're just behind this cage, and you can see there's a side of the wall. There's a lot of particulate in the air, which I'm going to assume is... there's salt. It's pretty quick, 650 feet, actually. Or is it? Are we at the mezzanine level, or are we all the way? I don't see anybody here. Oh, you're here. Seems I'm here in a salt mine, and this would be Myron in what used to be a car. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
This is quite a ride you got.
Yeah, it's an 84 Pontiac Bonneville Brougham.
Why is there a car 650 feet below the surface here?
Well, we have to get around somehow.
How'd you get it down here?
We took it apart and brought it down piece by piece.
Through the elevator I just descended in?
Yes, sir.
So everything I see down here basically came straight down.
Down that little elevator.
What am I looking at? I mean, is this the extent of it there, down to there, as far as I can see?
Oh, no, it goes on for miles.
Miles?
Yes, sir.
How many miles?
From north to south, 2.5 miles, and from east to west, 1.5 miles.
This is huge.
It's huge.
What are we going to do down here first?
We're going to go out and cut and drill and powder a room.
Cut and drill and powder a room. Are we going to do that here, or are we going to take a ride?
We're going to take a ride.
Let's take a ride. Oh, yeah. This is a good one. This is a very dirty car.
Thank you.
Just going for a little cruise in the salt mine. It's going to be great.
Coming up, deep in the salty bowels of Kansas, I meet the miners and their strange machines.
Lewis, what is it?
This is a double boom joy drill.
A
double boom joy drill.
Just because it makes you happy
operating? Yeah, it makes me happy, yeah.
There's group therapy with the crew.
Troy doesn't say much, but his moods are startling.
And we show you how to destroy important camera gear.
This is a garbage bag. It costs 6 cents.
What, baby, this car?
Yeah,
it's a Pontiac Bonneville.
You don't have a cute little pet name for it?
Just the Pontiac.
The action wagon?
It's the only one we got down here.
Oh, we're not starting
yet? No, not really. Go ahead. No, we're starting. They're not. I'll do my best to interpret what it is they think they mean. Well, there's another vehicle.
Yeah, we have probably 10 of those down here.
This salt mine's been operational since 1922. Today, they maintain the air quality by using a unique blend of soy-based biodiesel fuel. Before that, everything was either electric or diesel. The mine employs a technique called room and pillar mining, where large pillars are maintained to hold the weight of the mine's roof, thereby creating rooms which are then mined individually. The furthermost unmined rooms are called the face.
You ever run out of gas down here?
Yeah, I have.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's awkward. AAA hates that call, I'm sure.
Yeah, they do.
Where are you, Myron? I'm 650 feet down. You're going to have to take your tow truck apart and put it in an elevator. It's going to take a week. What's up with the curtains, Byron?
Well, that's to control airflow, so we can keep fresh air going out to the face.
Right. So these offshoots here, what do you call those?
Crosscuts.
These are crosscuts, and are they done to actually extract mineral, or are these all part of the process of keeping things supported?
That's to extract mineral.
So the curtains seem to be kind of everywhere.
Yeah, they're directing the airflow. We're in the fresh air stream right now, heading out to the face.
And how is the air getting pumped down here?
We have a 125-horse fan on the surface that's blowing the air down at 75,000 cubic feet a minute. And we have booster fans along the way to keep it moving.
Right. So we're headed now to the face?
We'll teach you how to run some equipment.
Always up to learn how to run a new machine. Looks like it might be a drill.
It is.
Those guys look like a couple of salt miners.
They're salt miners.
So we're basically about 650 feet below the surface. Here I am. And Doug is setting up lights, obviously, because no lights down here. It is pitch dark. So whatever light we have, we basically have to bring in ourselves. Plus, Doug just loves to set lights up. Can't get enough of it.
Oh, yeah.
And he moves very, very quickly. If it weren't for Doug here, my goodness, we'd be looking at an 18, 20-hour day. Ironic. It's Troy back there. Troy's standing between two of the drill bits getting a, what we call, B-roll. It's a critical part of the show that is woefully overstated and almost never used, and yet we insist on gathering as much of it as we can. Troy's been shooting the same wall now for about 20 minutes. If you look at the wall, you can see some of the sparkly minerals in there. In an effort not to miss any of them, Troy's getting a little closer for an extreme close-up of another shot that, again, has no prayer of ever being seen by anyone. Nice work, Troy. Needs constant feedback and encouragement. Otherwise, a task like this could ultimately bring him down, which would in turn affect all of us. Troy doesn't say much, but his moods are startling. And if he begins to feel badly about himself or his career choices, we all start to do the same. And before you know it, the entire crew takes on a kind of malaise, an ennui, a vert schmaltz, if you will, and we become mired in our own self-pity simply because no one is looking at Troy's shot of the sparkly piece of rock in the wall no one ever gets to look at. Great work, Troy. Really super stuff.
This is called a tape change right now. This happens 3-4 times a minute on Dirty Jobs. Troy's tape has run out, and obviously he needs to put a new one in. By and large, it doesn't seem like a big deal. And individually, as an event, it's not. But we have three cameramen, and their tapes are constantly running out. This always happens at slightly different times. Compounding the problem are the batteries on the backs of the cameras. Those, too, also run out indiscriminately, seemingly with minds of their own. These are audio transmitters, also with batteries that can run out. I'm wearing a transmitter as well. It, too, has a battery, which often runs out. Consequently, we stop every 2 to 3 seconds to change something. Part of the Dirty Jobs Challenge. This is a garbage bag. It costs 6 cents. We pretty much maxed our budget out on that, too.
More locks.
All right.
Well, Mike, I'm going to pass you off to Lewis.
That's Lewis over there?
Yep.
All right, you'll be back later?
Yeah, I will.
All right, don't forget about me.
I won't.
You're Lewis.
Lewis Levy. Glad to meet you.
Mike Rowe. Pleasure to meet you. Good grief, Lewis. What is it?
Well, it's a wall of salt here, about 40 foot wide and 11 foot tall.
What'd you call it?
That's a wall of salt.
This is a wall of salt.
Yeah, yeah.
But this?
Oh, this is a double boom joy drill.
A double boom joy drill.
So we're going to be drilling holes, 26 holes in this face here.
And that's what salt looks like
that's
when
what
it's...
salt looks like when it's still standing. It's
How long you been drilling the holes in salt?
Oh, 5 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you do before that?
I was a powderman for about 5 years.
And a powderman is the guy that puts the powder in the hole and blows it up?
Yep.
How long you been underground?
It'll be 15 years in August.
Always salt?
Yeah.
All right. So that's just a heck of a looking machine. What'd you call it again? A double?
A double boom joy drill.
No, it's joy like a joystick.
That's the joy is the name of the drill.
Just because it makes you happy as you're operating?
It makes me happy, yeah.
Yeah. It makes you joyful?
Yeah, yeah.
We run 26 holes.
26 holes.
26 holes.
Eight lines across.
And what kind of charge do we put in them?
Ammonia nitrate.
I do love a good explosion.
Coming up, Lewis and I paint a path of destruction.
It works for me.
And if you think running these machines is easy, think again.
I think this is the right lever.
In a salt mine, three is not the charm.
Oh, man, that's three strikes.
And then Dan and I get ready for the AMFO.
It sounds very combustible.
It is.
Lewis first creates a grid on the wall to plot the drilling of the 26 holes.
Angled down and one halfway up.
It works for me.
Four on the other
five.
Side. I'll just go from that.
Right.
I'll get ahead of you here.
Lewis shows us the joy of operating the double move joy drill 650 feet below the Earth's surface.
This is your steering here.
Yeah.
It turns your back wheels left and right.
Uh-huh.
And then this is your jack. It goes down and holds your boom, your drill stuff solid where you don't move around while you're drilling.
Right.
These two will tilt your drill stem. You kind of just keep it lined up straight in. And this starts your auger. This feeds your drill valve. Ready, then just start your motor up. That's your direction, your auger.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The 24 different levers.
Then you just pull it back away from the wall, start raising it up.
I just have to pause for a moment and point out Troy standing there. Absolutely. Hoping and praying. This is the right lever.
Okay, that's good. Bring it back in, down just a little bit. Pull this one back. That's good. Right there. Now feed this one in. Start your auger up. Start your drill feed.
Snap.
Okay, go.
No doubt about it, a salt mine is a dark and dirty place. You can see all the particulate in my flashlight beam right here. It's everywhere, not just where we're drilling. Take a deep breath, it goes down your throat. Breathe in through your nose, it fills up your head, it gets in your eyes, it's everywhere. Basically turns you into a salt lick. And that's pretty much how it goes. 26 of these holes, each one more or less identical, in this face of salt. Each hole is 10 feet deep and goes down at about an angle of 12 inches, maybe 2 feet or so. Eventually, we're going to fill up the holes with ammonium nitrate and blow it up. But before we do that, Dan here gets to run this device and do something, I'm sure, loud and spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call it?
Undercutter.
An undercutter. What's the purpose?
Cut underneath the face and leave relief for the shot. So everything will blow out.
So everything has a place to fall?
Yeah.
In the right direction. What am I looking at here?
Cutter picks.
Cutter picks.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 50 of them on here or so, at least it looks like.
About 70.
And round they go, like a chainsaw blade?
Yeah, just basically, yes.
This machine looks like something, I don't know, some kid dreamt up on too much cough syrup or something. What is important?
and don't overstate the truth in your answer here, is that you know how to operate it.
Yes.
Could you show me?
Sure.
Fantastic.
This has got to be one of the most diabolical machines I've ever attempted to operate.
That cuts it.
Crap. I broke another machine.
No, you didn't break it. I'll have to fix it for you, though.
Too hard.
First, I went in too fast. Then I moved too hard.
Too fast, yeah.
That's three strikes.
I decided to leave it up to Dan to finish the job.
So, mission accomplished?
Yeah, for this room.
So you basically pulled out, what, a couple tons of...
Oh, probably 10 tons.
That's 10 tons?
Probably.
Salt's heavy.
Yeah.
Heavier than you think. Now, do we clean up these piles of salt, or do we just...
Doesn't matter at this point.
No, it doesn't matter.
We're going to fill these things with some sort of explosive, and that's basically ammonium nitrate.
And diesel fuel.
It sounds very combustible.
It is.
To be honest with you.
It is.
Who's in charge of the demolition?
Bruce Taylor.
Bruce, huh?
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, Bruce and I are going to fill those holes up with something entirely too combustible for our own good. Then we're going to blow it up.
Coming up, the dirty job motto is not be prepared.
We got any glasses, guys? Anyone?
Oh, jeez!
And I'm assaulted by... salt.
No smoking. That Doug stands in the darndest places.
Another miner worth the salt is the man with the explosives.
Bruce, real quickly, it's always a conversation with Mike. You don't have to look at the camera.
Okay.
No big deal.
All right.
You don't exist. If you screw up, feel free to start again. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
You know, we're not serious. We just do our jobs, you know? All we want to know is how you do yours.
Okay.
If you got that frame, do you just pull out as soon as I start talking, it'll work. Well, as trucks go, you might want to think twice before you pass this one on the interstate. Anything with danger written on it in red, graffiti style, typically means they mean business. This is Bruce. Bruce, what is this?
This is our powder truck. It's air-operated, more or less like a sandblasting unit.
Yeah.
PTO-driven.
Mm-hmm.
And we pressurize the ammonium nitrate into this tank, and there's a
this tank
here, put these bags in there, and then we have a trigger valve that you hook on your belt.
Uh-huh.
And it opens up a valve and it lets the ammonium nitrate go through the hose, which will be placed in each one of these 26 holes.
Okay, well, do we just go ahead and fill them up, or
well, we need to scale down any loose material. We're working with just hard hats.
Right.
We don't have the canopies like the other equipment, and gloves are not required, but that salt is like
Glass,
it cuts very easily.
All right, well then, yeah, I'm all about the gloves. We say scale down, so basically we're just going to pull off the loose stuff?
You can with your hand what you can reach, but this is the tool preferred. So any material that looks like, and you'd want to stand clear to the side, like that piece up there.
Like this stuff?
Right, just push and pry.
Oh, I see.
Jab at it.
Well, that could be. Am I looking for it or just all over the place?
You're looking for the bigger loose parts around the holes. That's pretty good. Now back over.
Glasses wouldn't be a terrible idea either, would it?
Oh, yeah, you should have glasses.
Yeah, I should. You don't have any glasses, do you?
I don't have any on my truck, no.
We got any glasses, guys? Anyone?
You do?
We're back.
Is it here?
Especially when you're powdering, you'll want glasses.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to want glasses. That's just crazy dangerous.
You guys got any safety glasses, extra ones?
You know, how about some safety glasses?
Hey, I got them.
Sure you do. Safety's our middle name. Oh, yeah, this is downright hazardous.
There you go, right? Just work your way on across.
makes me a little nervous, to tell you the truth.
I think you'll stay. Maybe we can bump it up from over here a little more.
I'm pretty sure that's going to fall down.
There it is. Your turn.
I'm like a prophet. I really don't want to be directly responsible for killing any of my cameramen. In this case, I'm concerned about Doug. I'm fairly sure this is going to come very close to. Heads up there, Doug.
If he's injured, we've always got a joke. Go for the wallet.
He's a cameraman for the Discovery Channel. There's nothing in his wallet.
If you want to blow stuff up, you have to have the right tools. Bruce has the right tools.
Am I authorized?
You're authorized today.
Okay. What's inside?
Okay, what we have in here is this called our day box. We carry our blasting caps, fuses, extra blasting caps if we have an extra hole.
Uh-huh.
Detonating cord and our boosters, which goes on the rooms. These are 26 holes that you drilled earlier. We're going to put one of these in each hole.
So one of these and one of these.
Right. We put these, we attach these to each one of these blasting caps, which we'll do over here on the table.
Because each wire has a different delay reaction to the fuse, the blasting wires need to be placed in a very specific pattern across the wall for a more efficient explosion.
Fold it over double and put it in the bottom hole.
Uh-huh.
And that would be the top hole, which is a 400. That's the longest delay. Take it, fold it over, put it there. That one goes there.
Yeah, I'll write the first time then.
All right.
I pour out 8 bags of AMFO, or ammonia nitrate, and fuel oil, which fortunately at this point is not explosive.
All right, so the truck's pressurized. We got the pressure in the thing. What'd you call it again?
It's Powder Monkey or Prill Pot.
Powder Monkey, that's what I'm going to go with. All right.
Okay. We need to take this hose.
All right.
High-tech stuff here.
All right.
Which is right there. You just shove this hose all the way to the back.
Time now to add the AMFO to the blasting cap already in the hole.
Okay, there's the bottom of the hole. Pull it back just a little like that.
So?
Right like that.
Okay.
Keep going.
Sure, I saw that stuff flying out there. It looked bad.
Dust. Stand to the side a little bit.
Nice.
You can also pull the knots out or can't
oh, right,
or
right.
Anything. Right. Okay, you're plugged up.
Oh, jeez!
All right, Bruce. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Okay, middle hole.
That Doug stands in the darndest places. Tell me again how this isn't bad for me, Bruce.
You'll grow. Fertilizer grows things.
Like tumors? Once again, day won't be complete till I blow up one of my crew, Bruce.
Okay.
All right, Doctor.
Yeah, good.
Thank you. Thank you. I sure would like to blow this up now.
We can here in a little bit.
A little bit.
We've got to tie it on first.
Tie what?
We have to tie it all together. You tie each one of these to a detonating cord.
Sure. Don't want to get ahead of myself. There'll be plenty of time to blow things up later.
Put on there.
With the explosives firmly in the wall, Bruce and I prepare the fuse for the explosion.
That's a 2-meter safety fuse. It burns. We timed one just the other day for this.
Uh-huh.
4 minutes.
Yeah.
45 seconds.
Super.
Need to cut off just a little bit of the factory end to make sure we get a good ignition. This is a similar to a kitchen match inside here. It has a metal grip on there that won't pull off easily. Clip them on. And just go across.
So when this thing catches fire, it just flies through here and
this whole thing will go off all at once. This goes off. It's just like a blasting cap itself. It explodes all at once. These burn. I'm not much of a jumper.
Yeah, I'm not either. I think I just hung myself in my stupid light. Listen to my director.
Jump up, see if you can get it. It'd be funny.
Sure.
You just take that stick and grab them top ones, sort of kind of like that. Then we need to get these two out of the way so the fuse doesn't burn up against them. It'll prematurely set off one of the holes.
Is this flammable?
Yes, it is.
Like a flame to this right now, right. And we're dead.
Yes.
Just boom, dead.
That's it.
No smoking.
Coming up.
We'll destroy two cameras.
Fire in the hole.
The fuse is lit, and it's every man for himself.
So long, Dave. I'll miss you.
And then things go bang. A big bang.
Santa Maria!
There's a wall of smoke coming right at us, boys.
Put a little handy cam right next to it.
Sure. Sure, why not? We'll destroy two cameras.
We decide to place two cameras near the blast site.
Well, why don't we just have the grips get some apple boxes, some furniture pads, and then a big grip of some plexiglass. We'll do this right.
Oh, same job.
Doug's making a joke because we don't have any grips, or we don't have any apple boxes at all. We really don't have anything except a piece of plexiglass and some rocks.
The reason we're dealing with all this is because, as you'll recall, we've got 26 charges inside of the wall here. And when they go off, obviously, it's all gonna go blowing straight toward this direction. What we don't know for sure is whether or not a rock is going to make it all the way back here. We're pretty confident that it will, but we're told the concussion from the explosion is what's really going to mess things up, so that's why we're going through all this here. It's probably a complete and total waste of time.
So it basically comes down to this. We've got about $10,000 worth of cameras behind $10 worth of plexiglass, all safely surrounded by a pile of random salt rocks. I'm going to go back there right now, and Bruce and I are going to light this wall on fire. That getaway vehicle is going to be waiting for us, because as soon as Bruce and I do whatever it is we're about to do, we're going to have 4 minutes and 45 seconds to get to some place that's a whole lot safer than where I am right now. 26 holes, all filled with how much explosive, Bruce,
about
altogether?
325 pounds of ANFO.
325 pounds of ANFO. It's going to be a big boom.
It's a big boom.
All right, and to be safe, we got to be how far back there?
We're probably going to be 350, 400 feet away.
Fantastic. Everything's hooked up.
Everything's hooked up, ready to go.
This is the fuse. This is going to burn for
over 4 minutes and 45 seconds.
And once it hits that yellow part, that's going to
23,000 feet a second.
And then a whole bunch of this rock is going to go flying.
Approximately 300 tons of rocks are going to be on the floor.
All right, how's this work?
Okay. Just release the safety bail. Take it out. Hold this in your whichever hand you want, and pull the wire out.
Pull this out?
Pull that out, yell fire in the hole.
Just yank this and yell fire in the hole?
Yeah, go ahead.
I yell fire in the hole after I pulled or before I pulled it?
Yell before.
Before I pulled it. Fire in the hole! 4 minutes and 45 seconds.
Approximately.
Could be more. Could be a little less. I'm kind of hoping it's going
to
be a little more.
Out of there before you pulled it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's our getaway vehicle. I'm just going to say one quick goodbye to the camera. Goodbye. Good luck. We're all counting on you. $10,000 right out of Doug's paycheck if it doesn't work out. But enough chatter. Let's get out of here.
Everybody ready?
Oh, yeah, we're ready. Yeah, I figure we're 3 minutes ready. So long, Dave. I'll miss you.
Bye-bye.
So long, Barsky. Whatever happened to Barsky? Kablam! All right, so that's the wall we're looking at straight back there, and we've got, I don't know, probably 3 minutes at this point. You think this is a safe distance?
Oh, sure. We'll find out. It ought to be.
Wow. Seems kind of close from here.
We can move back farther.
No. You guys are the experts.
You want to go back farther? You want
to
be back farther?
Earplugs. Should we have earplugs? Alrighty. Is it really going to be loud?
Yeah, it's going to be
super
real loud.
Maybe
we ought to move back a little farther.
You think?
Let's go back. I think we better go back.
Well, hell, let's go back then. Is anybody timing this, by the way? I don't have a second hand. Bruce?
I'm down here.
Oh, hell, so someone really knows. I mean, it feels like it's been at least 2 minutes, but I can't concentrate because the sight of Dave running like this is so distracting.
Yeah, that's good.
You think this is good? All right. I figure we got another 90 seconds. 2 minutes to 90 seconds, I don't know.
Any earplugs back here?
I'd say
it's been 210.
It's gonna be loud.
It's been 210, so that means, yeah, we should have some kind of countdown. That's it. Countdowns are always exciting.
All right, Troy, sit here.
Troy. I hit it, but I hit it 2 seconds late. That's what I
So what am I shooting?
Shooting what?
Time?
3 in.
All right, we got a minute 45 seconds, give or take. So Troy and I are just hanging out here waiting for the wall to blow up. What happened to Barsky? Is he making out all right? Dave, you alive?
Yeah.
There you are. All right.
Yeah, hear you.
Tension in the air. Particle excitement.
412.
All right, I'm officially going to start holding
this
my ears.
This isn't exact either. I
mean, no, of course not.
4425.
You say 425?
Yep. 430.
All right, so we got 15 seconds.
15 seconds.
I'm now holding my ears real
Plus
tight.
Or minus 5 seconds.
Plus or minus five. All right, I'm going to call it 10 seconds.
Cool.
Santa Maria!
We need to go under this curtain.
Yeah. Under the curtain?
Under the curtain.
Somebody lift the curtain up, we'll drive under it.
There's a wall of smoke coming right at us, boys.
Those guys can't get in that smoke. Don't get in the smoke. No.
Coming up, there's damage assessment, and I get the info on the AMFO.
And it forms acid in your lungs if you breathe it.
Uh-oh.
And then things get a little rocky.
This does not look good.
These giant bits, smash them to pieces.
I'm 700 feet below the surface of the Earth. Dude, that was loud. What's that?
That's our exhaust fan.
Looking at the fan? All right. All right, hang on. Back to the show real quick. Bruce, the sound we're hearing now is an exhaust fan?
That's an exhaust fan we turned on to help ventilate that side over there.
All right, and it would be very bad to be in the smoke right now?
Yes, very high concentration of nitrogen dioxide, NO2.
NO2.
Right.
So the root word of NO2, of course, is
all
no.
All it'll be to clear out over here, I think.
Right, Doug? Yep. All right, so it's been about 45 minutes, maybe a half hour since the explosion, and we're going back in right now. The dust has had a chance to settle. Why is the dust so dangerous, Myron? What's it called again?
It's got nitrogen dioxide in it.
Right.
And it forms acid in your lungs if you breathe it.
So it can basically cause pneumonia if you go in there while the dust is in the air.
That's what happened.
So that's what we're trying to avoid now. You can see the dust has settled. Those are our cameras, and, you know, I have no idea what kind of shape they're in. But this would probably be a good time to find out. They're very dusty, and there's a lot of broken plexiglass. This does not look good. No, this does not look good. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Oh, man. Guys, the plexiglass is completely mangled. Myron, look at this. But the lens of the camera. Look at this. Obviously, something hit that thing full steam. Something shattered the other end of it. This one didn't take a blow at all, but that's that bad dust we're talking about. Holy smokes. I do believe a $10 piece of plexiglass saved $10,000 worth of video equipment. So I guess maybe we can shoot another show sometime. We did make a mess, just for the record. What typically happens now?
Now, we would load this room out.
And how do you load it out? What do you
with
use?
The LHD, load, haul, dump.
Well, there's really only one logical way to pick up 250 tons of salt, and that's with an LHD. LHD stands for loader, hauler, dumper. As you can see, Chuck loads it. Now he's going to haul it. Where's he going to dump it? That's right.
Now we wait for the loader, hauler, dumper to load, haul, and dump.
All right, you want me to cue in?
Yeah.
All right. Doug, tell me when you get the shot.
What's it called?
Meter breaker.
Right, but I'm coming off of that first. As soon as he starts talking, is that when you cue him?
Yeah, I should do that. This is called a feeder breaker. Then you come to me.
Right. Okay, ready?
You can cue him first.
Okay, cue him.
And this is basically where Chuck dumps the load. As you can see, there are huge pieces of rock going through this machine. The machine itself is called a feeder breaker, and it's basically a primary rock-crushing device. If you walk this direction, you can see what happens to the rocks. These giant bits smash them to pieces. Now, they don't necessarily pulverize the rock. They basically just make big rocks into smaller rocks. Comes out on this side in a conveyor belt. Now, most of the rocks are about this size. Now, from here, they go for 3 miles on the same conveyor belt to a secondary crushing system, where I suppose we'll go now. 3 miles from the primary rock crusher, the secondary rock crusher. These would be secondary rocks.
Then it's loaded up on the skip, stored topside, and then shipped to a town near you.
Well, Myron, it's been fun, but I think I'm done. I think I've learned everything I want to know about salt.
Well, Mike, there's only one way out of here.
This from a man with a shovel. What?
Yeah, go down and clean the pit.
Sure. Why?
Because the skips won't go down all the way unless it's clean.
You coming?
Nah.
No. No, I'll do this one alone. Is there a magic word? Or do I just pray?
So, I guess you could say by any standard, it's been a long day. 15 hours in a salt mine. That's tough to beat. And to be perfectly honest with you, the whole time I was here, I wasn't exactly overwhelmed with a feeling of safety. And now is no exception. I mean, I'm 700 feet below the surface of the earth, shoveling salt. But in the end, I guess it's worth pointing out that for all the hazards of the day, we wind up with this, which goes on the road, which makes you a little safer. So that's something.
Hey, if you have an idea for a dirty job, do me a favor. Go to discovery.com/dirty jobs. I'm begging you. Do it now. Otherwise, I'll be forced to take matters into my own hands.
I'll do it.
Just ask Troy.
Ta-da!
Mike, I think we wrapped it pretty well down. I don't think we have to go to the storage bin.
Yeah. Did you get B-roll of it yesterday?
Yes, we did.
Probably use it earlier in the story. I think it's a decent close down there.
No, I like it. No, I definitely like it.
Okay.
Let's go home or something.
It's a point. It's kind of nice here. On a big pile of calcium.
This would be great if there were sun. And beer and food.
Oh.